We have some cookies from Loretta's in celebration that have been individually bagged for you to take on your way out, so please be sure to grab one of those as we celebrate our young people here today. Also, our plant up here in front is in loving memory of David Michael. His funeral was this past week. There's lots of other announcements. I'd invite you to go ahead and read that in your announcement sheet. We are having the kids are having an Ignite party this Wednesday for Halloween, and they're encouraged to dress up. And I think parents, if you feel like dressing up too, that'd be great. There's information about All Saints Sunday on November 1st. That's the service where we light all the candles in memory of our loved ones who have passed away. So I'd invite you to come back for that. I invite you to stand as you're able. We'll begin with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us and all of creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go our own ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves. We place our own needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble, cast away our transgressions, and turn us again to life in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God hears the cries of all who call out in need, and through his death and resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Led by the Holy Spirit, live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world. Amen.
Let this world's tyrant reign.
may be seated.
Hello, everyone. I'm Emily Dirschman, and I'm so excited to be getting confirmed here at St. Olaf. My family and I have been going to St. Olaf since I was very young. From here, my sister and I have been taking classes and going to church as a family as much as possible. Through confirmation in church, I've learned so much on how God lived, so many stories about him, and how God would want us to live. God has helped me in so many good ways and has really just guided me through some of the best and worst times of my life. My favorite Bible verse is from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25. She is clothed with dignity and strength, and she can laugh at the days to come. I believe that God is willing to forgive everyone and willing to love you no matter what you've done or who you are. I would not be where I am today without my amazing parents to push me through my faith and just help guide me through everything. I'm so excited to see where my faith takes me and cannot wait to see where my life goes with God in it.
Thank you. I invite you to stand as you're able. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you. Be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on your church your saving peace through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Hi, my name is Gabby Flores. Faith is very important to me. God has been with me through a lot of different situations in my life, whether he has been there when loved ones have passed too soon or I am at a crossroads in my life. I have always found solace knowing he is there. The main thing that got me through those times was reading these scriptures. They have really helped me remind myself God is always here with me through thick and thin. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah verse 41, chapter 10. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither disgraced. For you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth. Isaiah verse 54, chapter 4 through 5. I've learned through my parents and grandparents that faith is very important. Whether we are giving thanks for our meals or asking for help and guidance in stressful situations, I know and feel that God hears me and leads me. This year has been very hard for many people, and I have witnessed that firsthand in my family and friends' actions. My parents and friends try to remain hopeful and tell me to look towards the Lord, for only He knows the outcome of every situation. I have become more humble. I believe knowing the impact COVID has made in our daily lives, it seems the world is more solemn place and happiness is harder to see. We have made it our daily routine to pray for those hurting and displaced in God, and to thank God for those things we can still enjoy and find grace in love.
Our first reading today is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more.
Hello, my name is Jace Johnson. I'm 14 years old. My parents are Stacy and Jeremy Johnson. I have one sister, her name is Michaela Johnson. I go to Fort Dodge High School and I'm in ninth grade. I was baptized at St. Olaf on April 30, 2006. In confirmation, we learned that everyone has a specific a role in the world. If we put our faith in God and work together, we can achieve many things. The Bible verse I chose was Philippians 4:13. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. I chose this because He is saying that when you need Him most, He'll give you strength.
The second reading today is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in His sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by His blood, effective through faith. He did this to show His righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that He Himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
Hi, my name is Michael Wagner. I would like to thank my parents, Matt and Tanya Wagner, for teaching me about God and the Bible. My life verse is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I chose this for my life verse because I've known it since I was in elementary school. It's helped remind me that I don't have to worry and I don't have to be worried, and to remember that God is with me through anything. We should not rely on ourselves, but place our trust in God, who promises to be with us always.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How are you saved? And how do you go about earning salvation and the gift of eternal life? How exactly does that work? Do you remember the Aesop fable called The Ant and the Grasshopper? One bright day in late autumn, a family of ants were bustling about the warm sunshine, drying out the grain they had stored up in the summer. When a starving grasshopper, his fiddle under his arm, came up and humbly begged for a bite to eat. "What?" cried the ants in surprise. "Haven't you stored away anything for the winter? What in the world were you doing all summer?" And the grasshopper whined, "Well, I didn't have any time to store up any food. I was so busy making music that before I knew it, summer was gone." The ants shrugged their shoulders in disgust. "Making music, were you? Well, very now, dance." And they turned their backs to the grasshopper and went on with their work. Aesop's lesson was this: there's a time for work and a time for what? Play. Too bad, so sad for that grasshopper. But what if we were to change the story? Some of you might be saying, you can't change the story. This is a lesson that shows our choices have consequences. Our kids need to be little ants working hard so they can go on and get a great job, right? Do you see where I'm going with this? How would you change it to reflect God's love? Let's say we are the ants. What would we do? We as the ants, God's little workers, would say to the grasshopper, "Come on in, little grasshopper. Here's some food. Here's some drink. Here's a warm blanket." But now let's say we're the grasshopper who's made music all summer. What would we do? We would pray that someone would extend us love. So what's the moral of the newly written story? Grace. And some might exclaim, that's not fair, but grace was what the grasshopper got when he got to come in, eat, and be warm, even though he didn't deserve it. And doesn't every story and our story need more grace? As we celebrate the 503rd anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation this weekend, let us take a moment to consider what that's about. We believe, we teach, we confess the following, that we are saved by grace alone, by faith alone, and by Scripture alone. I say the beginning of the Reformation because when Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door in the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, he was not yet a Lutheran. Oh, he was on his way. He saw many things that needed reform. The key word is reform within the Catholic Church. But it wasn't until about a year later that he came to understand grace. And the breakthrough about grace didn't come out of the blue. God did not speak to him from heaven. Luther struggled. He asked questions. Is grace found in God? Is grace found in us? Where do we locate grace? Luther grew up believing, like a lot of us, that you did the best you could to obey God and his grace would help to make you holy and righteous. Luther then went on a spiritual navel-gazing adventure. That's how I like to call it, spiritual navel-gazing. He began to seriously look inward at himself, and when he looked inward, what did he see? The yucky stuff we all see. Sin, conflicts, doubt, and the more we look inward, we see that we are sinners who fall short. One of our neighbors, when we lived in Mason City, used to scream at us from his front door while we would walk our old, old dog. Get off my lawn, he would yell. His grass wasn't even at all like a golf course. It was poorly maintained. Why shouldn't we walk on or near his grass? And then add to it, it appeared that he enjoyed being cruel, and one of the many times of, get off my lawn, lady, resulted in a walk to his front door. What was Jesus' commandment? To love the Lord your God, and then to love who? Your neighbor as yourself. You don't give an eye for an eye, you turn the other cheek. Now use your imagination on what happened next. It was not my finest moment. But when we look inward, what do we see? That sin is there. Think of road rage, when someone has done you wrong, no matter what it is, when we confess to God, I did wrong, I'm sorry, what does he do? He offers grace and forgiveness, and that grace is for all. And some might say that's not fair. Some don't deserve grace for what they've done. Luther said that his dilemma came when we look for God's grace inside our hearts, and when we do that, we will certainly fail. Luther would fast, you know, like withdraw eating food. He would hit himself. Yes, he would hit. Don't recommend that. But once he would look outside of himself to God's word, what he discovered there made him free. There was no good works. There was no earning it. There was no being good enough. Just God's grace of undeserved kindness, and that is how we are freed. That God could love sinners like you and me, because Christ already paid the price. It's not what you do, it's what God has done out of pure fatherly love. Protestant reformers have coined the message solo gratia, or grace alone, which means grace at the start, grace at the end, grace in the middle, grace without fail, grace without mixture, grace without addition, grace that allows no boasting, grace that precludes all glorying but in the Lord. Take out any part of that equation and you're not relying on God's grace alone. And faith, according to Luther, is a living, bold trust in God's grace, so certain of God's favor that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, bold in your relationship with God and all of creation. And the Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. So today, as we get ready to confirm a lot of our young people here, we pray for God's Spirit to rest on their hearts and on their lives. An easy way to remember grace is to turn it into an acronym. An acronym is a word, as a phrase made up with the first letter of the words. For example, IRS means what? Internal Revenue Service. We love those guys, don't we? The CIA means what? Central Intelligence Agency. FEMA means what? Federal Emergency Management Agency. We use acronyms all the time, and the acronym for GRACE means God's riches at Christ's expense. And those riches are forgiveness and peace and freedom and salvation and eternal life, and God gives us those, and it costs us nothing, but it's at Christ's expense, which means for Jesus, it costs everything. So the gospel for today is this. You may be an ant, you may be a grasshopper. I think more often than not, we can find ourselves in the shoes of the grasshopper. Invite on in. Here is some bread. Here is some wine. Here is a warm blanket of God's fellowship. You get to come in and eat and be warm, even though you didn't deserve it. So, hey, maybe you're the ant or the grasshopper, but Luther would say you are both. You are simultaneously saint and sinner, no matter who you are or what you've done. We say solia gratia, solo, solia Deo gloria. I messed that one up. We are saved by God's grace alone, so that all the glory for it goes to God alone. Amen.
Please stand.
Be seated, and our confirmands can come forward.
Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these people, one with us in the body of Christ, who are making public the affirmation of their baptism. I present Emily Derschmidt, Gabby Flores, Jace Jackson, and Michael Wagner, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlighten them with the gifts of your spirit, nourish them in the community of faith, uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, answer, I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? I invite the congregation to please stand. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ? If so, answer, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us. We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. You may be seated. Emily's parents, godparents, grandparents, whoever would like to come forward at this time. Let us pray. Put your hand on her somewhere. Okay. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Emily the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Gabby the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Jace the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, and give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Michael the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience and suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Let us rejoice with these sisters and brothers in Christ. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism, and together we will give God thanks and praise and proclaim the good news to all the world. Amen. Let's give them a huge round of applause. Congratulations. You guys can be seated. Please stand. With confidence in God's grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Renew and inspire the church in the freedom of the gospel, O God, where the church is an heir reformant, where the church speaks your truth, strengthen it, where the church is divided, unify it. Ignite us in the working of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy. As the earth changes, as mountains shake, and as waters roar, we care for this place as the holy habitation for all living things. Sustain all peoples and lands recovering from natural disasters, especially those experiencing fires. Lord, in your mercy. Guide areas of the world divided or traumatized by conflict, especially in our own land. Free all from slavery and human trafficking, and protect all in harm's way. Lord, in your mercy, release those living in bondage to debts, chronic pain, or addiction. Grant healing touch to those who are ill. And on this day, we especially remember before you Jeff Nagel's family and friends, David Michael's family and friends, Carol Martin's, Anna Phelan, Donna Smith, Curtis Stover and family, Tim Brainerd, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Judy Van Alstein, and Linda Junkman. Lord, in your mercy. In this family of faith, we give thanks for the courageous voices who have remained firm in their commitment to the one who frees us from sin and death. Centered in your grace, unify us in the hope of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. Even in death, you free us and give us a place in your house. We give thanks for our ancestors who have shown us the truth and freedom, especially Martin Luther and through his work of renewal in the church. Lord, in your mercy. Listen as we call on you, O God, and enfold in your loving arms all for whom we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace with an ear high five or a peace sign. As you leave today, you're invited to drop your offering in the plate in the back. And if you're tuning in with us from the computer, the PayPal link will be provided for you in the comments section. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. You have set before us these gifts of your good creation. Prepare us for your heavenly banquet. Nourish us with these good gifts and set us forth to set tables in the midst of a suffering world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we have a short temple talk.
Good morning. First, I'd like to take this time to congratulate all the confirmands here today on your confirmation of your faith. I'm Roger Williams, and I serve on the church council, and I am the committee chairperson for the stewardship committee. Our stewardship drive this fall on Romans is based on Romans 15:13, which reads, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope in the power of the Holy Spirit." Each of you should have received a letter recently along with a postcard. We would ask that you'd please take time to consider, prayerfully consider, our campaign of Living with Hope and fill out the postcard and either attend a small group meeting in person or online via Zoom. Please return the postcard to the office as soon as possible if you haven't done so far. We've gotten a few back, so if you would please take time to fill those out and return us. The meetings will be held on Sundays and Wednesdays around church service times, and either in person by Zoom on special days, which are located on the postcard. We have many wonderful presenters who are putting on the work to make this happen and be a success for our church. We look forward to seeing each of you in the small group meetings. Thank you.
I invite you to stand. It's a lot of up and down today, so you got some of your exercise in. Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and lead you in the way of truth and life. Amen. here at St. Olaf, we just ask that as you prep to leave today, there's some antibacterial wipes in your pews, if you could just wipe down the area where you're seated so we're ready for the next service. And our dismissal is go in peace, remember the poor. Thanks be to God.